In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Lord be with you and with your spirit. Let us pray. Grant, O Lord, that we may always revere and love your holy name, for you never deprive of your guidance those you set firm on the foundation of your love. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. And the announcements for the weekend of the 21st. A limited number of trash bags are for sale at a discounted price of $8 per roll. This is a one-time opportunity, and future purchases will be by order only. Purchase trash bags at the school office Monday through Thursday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Life Choices is holding a virtual fundraiser in lieu of the annual baby bottle boomerang. See the parish website if you'd like to donate. If you are attending Mass, as was announced last week, music will be a little different going forward. The Mass setting, that is the Gloria, Alleluia, and the Eucharistic acclamations, will be the ones which we're familiar with. However, due to licensing and copyright, we're unable to reprint the songs from the hymnals. Instead, we'll be using songs with short refrains, which can easily be learned and sung. And for those of you who are still staying at home, or if you are coming to Mass, a digital worship aid is available, which includes music, readings, and prayers. And this can be found on our parish app or on the front page of our website. And you can follow along on your phone or some other electronic device that you bring with you. And now, another announcement on the update on construction. So construction is continuing. Walls are really going up. The foundation for the new narthex is being poured this week, so that's exciting to see. And the actual sheeting and stuff is going on the sidewalls for the connector between Nolan Hall and a school, so that's good. Also, if you've seen the pictures on our website or on a Facebook page, you will see that there's some giant kind of holes or trenches dug out in a church, and that's where the new air duct is going, so that'll come up the middle of the church and hopefully help us to be able to heat and cool the space a little bit more easily. And now let us turn to the Lord and bring our prayers before him. We pray for our national and world leaders, that they may be given wisdom during this time to help the world and all her citizens. We pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. We pray for our church leaders, that God will grant them courage and wisdom to minister to their separated flocks. We pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. We pray for emergency workers and first responders. Protect them as they work to protect us. We pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. We pray for doctors, nurses, and all in the medical fields, that God will guide and protect them as they try to heal those who are ill. We pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. We pray for those who are alone, isolated, or in a dark place spiritually and emotionally, that they may feel God's presence and love. We pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. We pray for families, that this time may be a source of joy and a wellspring of love. We pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. We pray for students, that they can continue to learn during these times. We pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. And we pray for all who are sick and suffering, especially Catherine Unger. We pray to the Lord. And we pray for all those who have died recently, especially John Sullivan, father of Mark Sullivan. We pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. And now let us pray as our Lord Jesus Christ has taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Let's now make our spiritual act of communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most blessed sacraments. I love you above all things. I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there, and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen. And Heavenly Father, we praise and thank you for your constant blessings you bestow upon our parish. And be with us during this time of renovation, for without you we labor in vain. We ask for more than changes to our physical buildings. Pour out your graces to spiritually renew us as well. May our love for you grow deep and our faith be strengthened. Give us compassionate hearts to serve others and a strong desire to do your will. May St. Michael's always be our spiritual home, where we are nourished by your word and sacraments, so that we may go forth and bring the light of Christ to others. We ask this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son. Amen. St. Michael, the Archangel, Defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And to thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. And the Lord be with you, and with your spirit. May Almighty God bless you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Go in peace. Thanks be to God.